Just one halakha regarding the laws of Bina Mesarim, specifically the laws of the Haftarot that are read during these weeks. As we know, according to the halakha, we have a law that says during the 3 weeks of Bina Mesarim, the Haftarot are called Tlata de Puranuta. The three Haftarot that talk about the destruction. That's the Haftarah that we read yesterday, which is the Yirmiyahu. And then Shim'u Devar Hashem, and then Hazon Yishayahu ben Amoz, which is on Shabbat Hazon, the Shabbat right before Tisha B'Av. Following that, there's seven Haftarot called Shav de Nehamata. Those are the seven Haftarot that talk about the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash, B'merav Yamenu. The question is, today, being this year, Rosh Chodesh Av is on Shabbat. So the question is, which Haftarah is read? Do we read the Puranut Haftarah of Shim'u Devar Hashem, or do we read the Haftarah of Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, which would be Hashamayim Kis'i? So there's a big mahloket on this subject amongst the Rishonim. Tosafot in Masechet Pesachim writes clearly that the minhag is, by the Ashkenazim, that they would read Hashamayim Kis'i on that Rosh Chodesh Av, and not the Puranu Taftara. However, Maran in the Beit Yosef in Siman Taf Chaf He brings down from Rabbi David Abu Darham, and he says Sha'ikar She'en Leshanot the Haftara Shel Tlata De Puranuta O Shav De Nehamata Mishum Haftara Acheret Klal Kishayra Rosh Chodesh Av or Rosh Chodesh Elul BeShabbat. Maran discusses two cases. Not only where Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Shabbat, but later on in the season, if Rosh Chodesh Elul falls out on Shabbat, he says, you keep the Haftarah of Puranut, when it's supposed to be Puranut, and you're supposed to keep the Haftarah of Nehama even on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So you don't read Hashamayim Kisi according to Maran. So it comes out, they have a mahloket over here between the Tosafot and Rabbi David Abu Darham. This mahloket comes down in the halakha between the Ramah and Maran. The Ashkenazim brought down in Tafkaf He, Saif Katan, Saif Aleph, holds that you read Hashamayim Kis'i the Shabbat. However, Maran didn't talk about Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Yom B'Shabbat, but he talked about Rosh Chodesh Elul. And he said over there, you read the Haftarah of the Nechama. So, and he said in the Beit Yosef, he brought down the David Abu Darham, so you could assume that Maran's opinion is to read the Puranut Haftarah of Shevu Debar Hashem, and that is our minhag to read it. Now somebody might ask, what happened to Tadir? Tadir v'she'eno tadir tadir kodem. You say, well, Rosh Chodesh comes earlier. You don't say tadir when there's a takanav the hachamim to read this haftarah. Tadir is when you have two items that come together. But here the hachamim told you, we want you to read this specific haftarah on this Rosh Chodesh, on this day. And they didn't differentiate between whether it's on a Shabbat Legidah or a Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Therefore there's no inyan of tadir. And the Maharil says that there's an allusion to Rosh Chodesh in this week's Haftarah. Because if you look at the Pasuk, towards the end of the Haftarah, the Pasuk writes like this, Kol mevaksheha lo yi'afu bechodshaha yimsa'unha. And therefore it says, all our enemies do not get tired and weary from chasing us. Bechodshaha, and in its month, and Rashi says, which month is this talking about? Rosh Chodesh Av. When the Puranut begins, Yimsa'una, that's when they find us. Which is allusion to the Miragelim, which happened in the month of Av, and the Khurban itself. So therefore, you're fulfilling really both things. By reading this Haftarah, you have the Puranut Haftarah, and also there's an allusion to Rosh Chodesh. So each community should follow them in Hag. Ashkenazim, Ashamayim Kis'i, and Sefaradim is brought down by Hacham Uvadya, as well as the Nahar Mislayim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down also the Minhag of Sefaradim, and therefore, everybody should follow their customs.